A physicist with the Union of Concerned Scientists is calling the ground-based mid-course missile defense system less than proven, despite Sunday's successful test over the Pacific Ocean. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The ground-based mid-course missile defense system test employed a second-generation kill vehicle that had missed its target in two previous tests in 2010. Dr. Laura Grego, who covers defense issues for the Union of Concerned Scientists, says Sunday's intercept of a dummy enemy missile should be looked at in context.
You know, I think a lot of people put a lot of work into making this test happen, and they should feel great that it was a success, but it actually doesn't tell you a whole lot about how capable the system is. And one reason for that is, you know, it hasn't been tested very frequently. So right now we know it's 1 for 3, which isn't great for something that you'd want to count on to defend against nuclear weapons and something that has to work the first time.
Alaska's Fort Greely is the primary staging site for the ground-based mid-course interceptor system. The 26 missiles housed there include a mix of first and second generation kill vehicle technology that Grego says together have a less than 50% success rate in tests, a track record she considers only part of the story.
Both versions have had upgrades and patches, and according to an LA Times investigation, almost all of the interceptors have differences from each other, and it's not clear that knowing that one works will tell you much about how well another one works.
Grego blames the ground-based missile defense system's less than stellar performance on its rushed deployment dating back to the Bush administration.
That's why we instituted Fly Before You Buy. This was an experiment in getting rid of Fly Before You Buy, and this is the result. Not very good.
The Missile Defense Agency had no one available to answer questions this week, but a spokesman for ground-based mid-course defense contractor Boeing, Terrence Williams, says the company's confident in the technology.
The significance of this test is that it's the first intercept using an enhanced version of the EKV, also called the Exo-Atmospheric Kill Vehicle. And we remain confident in the system's ability to defeat adversaries both now and in the future.
Williams could not comment on whether or not all system missiles will be upgraded with the latest kill vehicle. The Obama administration said in March that it would not move forward with the addition of 14 new interceptors at Fort Greely unless Sunday's test was successful. There's been no word since the test on the over $1 billion interceptor buildup or other planned system upgrades, but members of Alaska's congressional delegation have heralded the success. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.